Officials from several state agencies told members of the House Ways and Means Committee on Thursday that the drug's illegal status at the federal level could complicate legalization here in New Hampshire. Deputy Commissioner of the state's Banking Department, Ingrid White, says while federal officials say they won't prosecute in states that have legalized marijuana, that's only the position of the current administration.
Until there's a change in federal law, it's still a risky thing for banks to be accepting deposits and making loans to these types of entities. Our position on it would be that we'd have to, when we're doing examinations, we'd have to comment on that, and it would be reflected in the bank's ratings.
The debate over legalization has ramped up in the Granite State since the House passed a bill earlier this month making it legal for those 21 and older to possess up to an ounce. The bill limits the sale to retail marijuana stores where it would be taxed, but also allows for people to grow their own. Cities and towns would have the right to prohibit or restrict the number of growers or retailers in their communities. The bill must go back to the full House before making its way to the Senate, but Governor Maggie Hassan has already promised to veto the legislation should it reach her desk. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.